Well, now to a political controversy flaring up in a Cub Scout den in Broomfield, Colorado. The Cubs were asked to research current events and prepare questions to ask their Republican state senator, Vicky Marble. Now, the senator is against restricting sales of guns to people with domestic abuse charges, so that's what 11-year-old Ames Mayfield asked about.
Why on earth would you want somebody who beats their wife to have access to a gun? There's something wrong in our country where Republicans believe it's a right to own a gun, but a privilege to have health care.
Well, days later, Ames' mother was told he was kicked out of his den. There are several dens in every pack. Lori Mayfield, Ames' mom, says the pack leader called her. She joins us on her cell from Broomfield, Colorado. Lori, what did he say?
He said, while our politics align, it was something to the effect of, we've got a situation here. The den leader is very upset. Ames is no longer welcome in his den. This doesn't leave us many options. The other den at Ames's rake meets at a time when Ames is in school. And so he said he's sort of a man without a den here, which might be awkward to stay in the pack. And it seemed his interest was in getting us to quickly move along and find another pack.
Did they say why?
So they did. I said, why was his question on gun control that different than questions other scouts asked? And the den leader's son's own question on why people voted for Obama just because he was black and we'd never had a president of color. So he just said gun control was just too politically charged of a question.
So Ames, as you said, is a man without a den. How's he doing?
You know, it's been one heck of a week. Initially, he was crestfallen, you know. He said, but I liked the name of his den leader, and I tried to assure him that we're Mayfield strong, we'll get through this. We have found another pack, and Ames will go to that first den meeting this Wednesday night.
Okay, well, best to him and you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Senator Marble told the Denver Post she thought Ames was manipulated. Lori, his mom, says Ames wrote the questions. Marshall Zellinger is with 9 News in Colorado. He joins us by Skype. And Marshall, you've seen the research. Ames did have quite a buildup to that question.
It was really like a 2-minute, 20-second question. And if you watch the video, he's got at least 2 pages that he flips through as he's reading this question. He prepared this like he was doing a research paper.
He's a kid who's very interested in current events.
He's the treasurer of his student government in 5th grade. So this is very detailed oriented questions from someone who really is immersed in this.
But we understand other scouts in this same session asked questions like, why did people vote for President Obama? I'm paraphrasing here, but did they vote for him just because he was black?
She has video of other scouts asking questions. And the most basic question I heard was, what do you think of President Trump's thoughts on the border wall? Another one about fracking, which is actually a big issue in her district here. So the questions about gun control from her son were not the only ones that were pointed. And no one's really had a discussion about like the one that you brought up. Where did that one come from?
Ames also asked about comments the senators made in the past about blacks and genetics. Tell us about that exchange.
4 years ago, there was a discussion where the senator had brought up something about life expectancy of African-Americans and started going down a path of talking about diets and
genetics,
fried chicken and that got in there somewhere. And so he had done his research and saw this on a Google search and asked her about saying those things, to which the one crystal clear part of the video from the video that the mom shot is the senator saying something to the effect of, I didn't say that. That was made up by the media. Well, there's audio out there of that. Regardless of what you think of the questions, the answers that are being given by the lawmaker at this point could be a story of its own.
Well, in fact, we have that sound. Here is Senator Marble in 2013 talking about the life expectancy of blacks.
Diabetes is something that's prevalent in the genetic makeup, and you just can't help it. Although I gotta say, I've never had better barbecue and better chicken and ate better in my life than when you go down south.
So 11-year-old Ames asked her about that, asked her about issuing guns to people who've been charged with domestic violence, and he's kicked out of his den. He's gotten a lot of support. Gabby Gifford, the former Arizona rep, of course, who was shot, called him courageous, tweeted him. said call her in 14 years so that she could campaign for him. Her husband, Mark Kelly, called Ames, and you asked him how he felt about being kicked out of his den.
I am really heartbroken that my den leader, which I really felt like I had a pretty good relationship with, decided to kick me out.
Marshall Zellinger, what's been other reaction, though, in the area?
Mixed, as you would expect on something political like this. But for the most part, at least on social media, everyone seems to be leaning toward the support of the Cub Scout. And, you know, what are you getting kicked out for? Then it starts going down the path of, well, what about the answers she gave? And I don't know how you can fault an 11-year-old for just basically being thorough in a project.
That's Marshall Zellinger, investigative reporter with 9 News in Denver, on the new tempest in the Cub Scout den there. Marshall, thank you.
Thank you.